Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Ayin Beis, and we are at the very top of daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph Umi Motzes Mukmasla leRab Shimon Rabbi Akiva. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasun Batzor Vashiv. So we are Be'ezus Hashem at the very last daf of Perek Hamoichres Habayis. We're in the middle of a sugya that began with the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. So, Perek HaMoichres HaBayis was a rather technical perek, which dealt with the laws of somebody that sells an asset, a bayis, a chotzer, a soda, a merchatz, a beis habad, and he sells those things, stop, without clarifying exactly what's included in the sale and what's not included in the sale. And the Mishnayos and the Gemaras discuss what would be included and what would not be included. The Mishnah at the end of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph almost has a postscript to the entire Perek set that everything that we mentioned up until this point, it's true in a sale. So if somebody sells a house, some things will be included, others won't be included. If somebody gives somebody a gift, all those things that the Mishnah mentioned are not included in the sale will be included in the gift. And the reason is because when somebody sells something, he sells ba'ayin ra. When somebody gives a matana, he gives a ba'ayin yaf. Rashbam explained, most sellers sell because they're desperate to sell. And as a result, we assume that they're selling the bare minimum that they have to sell. When somebody gives a matana, he gives it with a break kite. And as a result, he's doing something he wants to do. Thus, the assumption is that he's doing more. So all these chutzes that were mentioned in the perek apply to a sale. They do not apply to somebody that's giving a matana. Then the Mishnah said, what about someone that's makdish? Somebody makes a house hekdish. He makes a chaser hekdish. He makes a sada hekdish. All the chutzes of the perek, will they be included or will they not be included? Do we view hekdish as a sale? Thus, it's ba'ayin ra, all the chutzes of the parak will apply. Or do we view it as a gift, and as a result, it's ba'ayin yafa, all the chutzes of the parak will not apply. And the Mishnah said, it's a machloikis tanam, it was a machloikis Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. The Chachamim said that makdish is kenoisein matana. And just like a noisein matana is ba'ayin yafa, so too, a makdish is also ba'ayin yafa. Reb Shimon's chaylik. Reb Shimon said that makdish is kim moicher, and just like a moicher is ba'ayin ra, so too a makdish is ba'ayin ra. Stating that, Reb Shimon said there's one exception to the rule, meaning there's one chutz of the perek that will not apply to a makdish, and that is if someone's makdish a sada, where the Mishnah said lo hikdish es acharav hamurkav ve'es sadan hashikma. In the event that he is makdishit, there the charev hamurkov and the sadan hashikma will be included. And the Gemara said that Reb Shimon himself explained his position. And that is, Reb Shimon said that although I hold that a makdish is kemoicher, and as a result, it's ba'ayin ra, all the chutzes of the perek should apply. However, being that as it relates to the person that was makdish, the sada, the field itself became hekdish, it's impossible for him to be able to use the charev amurkim and the sadan hashikma because they're being yoinik from the field, and the field itself is hekdish. As a result, it's by definition hekdish, and it's for that reason it's going to be included. Aber be'etzim, Reb Shimon Shita is that a makdish is kemoicher, and as a result, it's ba'ayin ra, all the chutzes of the perek are going to apply to a makdish just like they apply to a moicher. Now, one thing that we made a big deal about yesterday, because really it's the key to understanding the sugya and really the sugya not being as faplanted as it may otherwise be, and that is that in the Mishnah, it's mavur, a discussion with regards to somebody that gives something away. Does he do it ba'ayin ra? Does he do it ba'ayin yafa? A moicher, it's ba'ayin ra. That's why you have all the chutzes of the parak. A noisim matana, it's ba'ayin yafa. A makdish, machlikis, Reb Shimon and the Chacham. We had in our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph, and several times throughout the Perek, a machlokes Rabbi Akiva the Chachamim, whether when somebody sells something, does he sell it by an yafa, or does he sell it by an yafa? There were many applications to this. The one that I think it's kedai to mention is the one from our Mishnah, and that is, if somebody sells a soda, the Mishnah said, Machar es habor, ves agas, ves ha-shoifach, ben charevim, ben yeshuvim. And then the Mishnah brought a machlokes Rabbi Akiva the Chachamim, whether this moicher, who sold his field, but at the same time owns a bar inside his field, he owns a gas or a shoifach, does he have to buy a path back from the Lekech in order to be able to get there or not? Rabbi Akiva said, Sarach likach loy derech, the Chacham said not. Rabbi Akiva holds you have to buy back the derech, because when you sold the field, you also sold the path. Because a meicher is meicher b'ayin yaf. The Chacham holds you don't have to, because a meicher is meicher b'ayin ra. Now, it seems that it's a machlokes then, Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham, whether a meicher is b'ayin yaf or meicher b'ayin ra. I thought the whole perek screams from the rooftops, pun intended, that a meicher is meicher be'ayin ra, and that's precisely the reason that all the chutzes of the Mishnah apply. The teretz is, and the Rashbam speaks this out, you have to say that when you talk about ayin yaf and you talk about ayin ra, it's tarte b'mashma. There's two dinim. There's ayin yafa ayin ra, did I include all the chutzes? And then there's ayin yafa ayin ra, do I have to buy back a derech, or do I not have to buy back a derech? The Rashbam Toich Dvarav throws in one lashon that I think crystallizes these two categories very, very well. And that is, the Rashbam says that there's the shaila of, is a meicher, meicher b'ayin yafa, and meicher b'ayin ra. That's the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. And then there's another question. When a person sells, or if a person gives a gift, or if a person is makdish, it could be he doesn't b'ayin yafa yoyser midai. That's the lashon of the Rashbam. So the Rashbam says as follows. As it relates to whether or not a moicher is moicher ba'ayin yafa, moicher ba'ayin ra, that's machlokes Rabbi Kiva the Chachama. Is the moicher moicher ba'ayin yafa yoisen midai? No. Nobody holds that. A noisen matana, you're not just going to give it ba'ayin yafa, you're going to give it ba'ayin yafa yoisim midai. And as it relates to hekdish, that's machlekes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, whether the makdish is makdish ba'ayin yafa yoisim midai, or is not makdish ba'ayin yafa yoisim midai. So again, let's focus on moicher, because everything really emanates from there. So as it relates to a moicher, we assume for sure, is not moicher ba'ayin yafa yoisim midai. Therefore, when you sell, you're selling chutz. It's because you're moicher ba'ayin ra. If that word is confusing you, you're not moicher ba'ayin yafa yoisim midai. And it's for that reason, all the chutzes of the perek are going to apply to a moicher. Okay, so I'm not moicher ba'ayin yafa yoisim midai. Klapi yoisim midai, I'm a moicher ba'ayin ra. But am I moicher ba'ayin ra yoisim midai? Like it's mamish ba'ayin ra, or maybe it's moicher ba'ayin yafa. That already is a machloik, is Rabbi Kiva the Chacham. Now just to explain this a little bit better, like when do we apply the idea of yoisim midai versus not yoisim midai, and when is it the machlokes Rabbi Kiva the Chachamim, am I moicher b'ayin yafa, am I moicher b'ayin ra? So we spoke about this yesterday, but it's kedai techazer. And the Rashbam says the gedder is very simple. If I sell a house, and now the question is, what's included in the house that I'm selling, and what's not included in the house that I'm selling? So if it's part and parcel of the house, for sure, so then we assume that if I'm moicher ba'ayin yafa, it's included, and if I'm moicher ba'ayin ra, maybe it won't be included. If it's not something that by definition is part and parcel of the house, so then the only time it's going to be included is if I'm going to be selling it ba'ayin yafa yoisim midai. So, for example, hamoichas habayis lemoichas hayitzia. Why? Because the yitzia is lav dafka part of the house. Now, if we would assume that a moicher is moicher ba'ayin yafa yoisim midai, then it would be included. For example, if you give someone a house as a gift, the yitzia is going to be included because the noisim matana is going to be noisim yoisim midai. If, however, I sell a house that has a bar vados, where the halacha is lemoichas habar vados, and now it's a question, do I have to buy a derech back or do I not have to buy a derech back? There, Rabbi Akiva says, because the moicher was moicher ba'ayin yafa, I would have to buy a derech back. And the reason is because the derech is really part of the house. And being that it's part of the house, you don't have to be a moicher yoisim midai to assume that's included. As long as I'm moicher ba'ayin yafa, that in and of itself would be enough of a reason to say that it's going to be included. So again, it's a little bit complicated, but the bottom line is that when we talk in our sugya about moicher ba'ayin yafa, moicher ba'ayin ra, makdish ba'ayin yafa, makdish ba'ayin ra, noisa matana ba'ayin yafa, noisa matana ba'ayin ra, it's really two separate things. One shaila is, did I mean to even include things that lav dafka need to be included in what it is I'm selling? Is the Yetziah going to be included? Is the Bar Vitus going to be included? Is the Bar Gas and Shoivach going to be included? Is the Harva Shikma and the Sad, all these things going to be included, or are they not going to be included? So for those things to be included, we would need to say that the person that's selling, being Makdish, is gifting, is not just doing it by in Yafa. He's doing it by in Yafa Yoisimidai. And then there's the other Shaila of whether or not maybe I even meant to exclude certain things from what the mashmois of what it is I'm selling, gifting, and being makdish is based on some personal cheshbon. That is something that's totally in not whether or not I do it by an yofa yoisamidai, but simply whether I do it by an yofa. But again, just to be clear, a moicher for sure is not moicher by an yofa yoisamidai. The moicher is moicher by an ra. A noisa matana is for sure noisin matana by an yofa yoisamidai. A makdish, that's a machlokes of Shimon the Chachamim. According to Chachamim, the makdish is also makdish. But in Yofa Yosemidai, according to Reb Shimon, it's not. It's like a meicher. You're for sure not makdish by Ayin Yofa Yosemidai. As it relates to the other shiloh of Ayin Yofa, Ayin Ra, not Yosemidai. Ayin Yofa, Ayin Ra, that's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Either way, just to segue into today's daf, the Gemara on the bottom of daf Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph brought a memra from the Amir Rav Huna. Rav Huna said the follows. He said, "Afagafta Amar Rabbanon." Even though the Rabbanon said, "Hakoyin b'shnei ilon is betoch shachaveiroi harezalik on a karka," that if somebody buys two trees within his friend's field, that loch is he doesn't get any karka. That's in contrast to someone that buys three trees in his friend's field where he does get karka. But if you buy only two trees, that loch is you don't get karka. Mocha karka b'shay b'shnei ilon is the fun of, but if you would sell your karka and you would leave the two trees for yourself, yesh loy karka, then already you would get karka. Now, first things first, this memra of akoyne shnei ilonis b'toich shachaveiroi hareza loy kona karka, the Gemara is going to say in daf ayin beis amud aleph, is true only according to the Chachamim that hold that a moicher is moicher ba'ayin ra, because according to Rabbi Akiva that the moicher is moicher ba'ayin yafa, so he gives him not only the trees, but he gives him the karka that's underneath the trees and the karka that's in between the trees. So really what Rav Huna is saying is that even though the Rabbanon, meaning the Rabbanon that are chaylik with Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbanon that hold that a moicher is moicher ba'ayin ra, so that when you sell two ilonos, you didn't sell the karka with it, but if you sell the karka and you keep the ilonos for yourself, then you're going to get karka. Now, the Gemara's initial reaction was that when Rav Huna said this halacha, he said it even aliba de Rabbi Akiva. That's a little tricky because really the opening statement of Rav Huna of afagaft om rabbanon hakoynish neilonis b'teich shchavei areza loikana karka is lehed yinan in Rabbi Akiva. But at the end of the day, the punchline of Rav Huna, that machar karka b'shayish neilonis the fun of yesh leikarka, the Gemara assumes is true, even Rabbi Akiva. And the reason the Gemara assumes that is because if not, it's so obvious. If Rav Huna is going according to the Rabbanon that hold a moicher is moicher b'ayin ra, so you're always moicher b'ayin ra. Why would you think that if you were meshayer the ilonos for yourself, which you definitely would benefit from having the karka, you would have given away the karka? If the thought process is always that a moicher is moicher b'ayin ra, for sure over here you would be moicher b'ayin ra. And it's for that reason the Gemara thought that Rav Huna said this even alibi Rabbi Akiva, which really means that Rav Huna said alibi to everybody. Meaning there's no one in the world that's you will be able to find that's going to hold not this way. Because it doesn't matter if you're moicher b'ayin ra, even if you're moicher b'ayin yafa, for sure you're meshayer that karka. And the Gemara even gave a svara why you would say that. Because at the end of the day, the seller is in a vulnerable position when he owns trees in somebody else's field. Because his trees are weakening the field. And he knows that the bala field is not happy with the fact that the trees are there. And he's looking for any opportunity to get him to leave, and really his best opportunity is if the trees dry out, he'll tell him, now it's time for you to go. So by him keeping the karka, so this is my own little field within your field, you can't throw me out, and it definitely helps his interest for him to keep it. But the bottom line is, the Gemara assumes Rav Huna's halacha was true, aliba to everybody. And the Gemara said, if that's the case, I have a problem, because really, from our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Shita in our Mishnah, it would seem to be pretty mefurish, not like Rav Huna. Why? Because Rav Shimon holds in our Mishnah that a makdish is kamoicha. And it's for that reason, if someone's makdish a sada, all the chutzes that we had in the Mishnayis as relates to a moicha sada are going to apply to someone that's makdish a sada as well. With two exceptions, and that is the charev hamurkav and the sadan hashikma. And Rav Shimon explained himself. The reason he said was, is because being that he was makdish the field, so the field belongs to Hekdesh. So these trees are also Hekdesh because they're being yoinik from Hekdesh. Break the Gemara, what do you mean? Being that the assumption is that he was Meshayer the trees, so if he was Meshayer the trees, he was Meshayer the karka with the trees. And if that's the case, they're not being yoinik from Hekdesh, they're actually being yoinik from Hedyet. And if that's the case, so why is that halacha they're going to be Hekdesh? Oh, must be that the reason is, because we assume, that if a person goes and he is makdish his field, and for the same price sells his field, because Rashbam says there's no chilik between being makdish and selling, even if he leaves over trees for himself, he wasn't Meshayer the karka, which doesn't stem with what Rav Huna said. Now, if Rav Huna didn't say his halacha according to everybody, so maybe we have what to work with. But the assumption of the Gemara is Rabbi Akiva said his halacha, I'll leave it to everybody. So if he said his halacha, I'll leave it to everybody, here you have a Mefurash HaTana that it doesn't work with. It's clearly not, I'll leave it to everybody. And if that's the case, Tiyufta de Rav Huna. And the Gemara said, because it is Kasha, you have to say that our assumption that Rav Huna said his halacha, I'll leave it to Kuli Alma is really natural. When Rav Huna said his halacha, he said it only according to the Rabbanon that hold Moicha Bayin Rab. But Enochinami, according to Rabbi Akiva, who's Moichavayin Yafa, it's not going to be true. Zokti Gemara, you'll have to say the Rav Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, which is Gishmak, by the way. The Rashbam speaks this out twice in the Sugya, because Rav Shimon is a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He held like his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, who holds Moicher is Moicher Ba'ayin Yafa. Shimon holds that a makdish is a moicher. So if the moicher is b'ayin yafa, kol shekein the makdish is makdish b'ayin yafa. And if he's makdish b'ayin yafa, so it's for that reason when you're makdish the field, you are makdish the ground underneath these two trees. And it's for that reason you're not going to be able to have it because it's going to belong to Akdish. But the point is that Erechinami, Rav Huna, doesn't stem with Rav Shimon. He doesn't stem with Rav Shimon, but he doesn't have to stem with Rav Shimon. Because Rav Huna's halacha, contrary to what we initially thought, was not said Alibid the Kuliyama. It wasn't said Alibid Rabbi Akiva. Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva. And it's for that reason this is going to be, oh, okay. But the bottom line is that what emerged, and this is really where we're up to right now. I think the recap took longer than the daf itself. But the point is that where we're up to right now is that Huna's halacha is really totally in the machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. And the reason Rav Huna is not contradicted by a Mishnah, the Tana Reb Shimon, is because the Tana Reb Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva that a Moicher is Moicher Ba'ayin Yafa, the Kol Shekein, he's Makdish Ba'ayin Yafa, and it's for that reason it doesn't have to stem with the Halacha Rav Huna. So the Gemara now is going to literally spend the next Amid Gemara disproving this, the Hanocha of the Gemara's Teretz to be Miyashiv Rav Huna, and that is, we're going to prove that Rav Shimon actually doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. And as much as Rav Shimon is a Talmud of his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, he had other Rebbeim as well, and clearly he was Makabel from another Rebbe, the way the Rashbam explains it, that a Moicha is not Moicha Bayin Yafa, but a Moicha is really Moicha Bayin Ra. And if that's the case, it's going to bring us back to square one, because Rav Huna's Zichr said is Alocha Aliba de Chachamim, who hold Moicha is Moicha Bayin Ra. And if Rav Shimon holds Moicha Bayin Ra, and still Rav Shimon holds that the Alocha is that when you sell or when you're Makdish a field, the ground underneath it goes along with it, so then we're going to have a real problem with Shittas Rav Huna. So the Gemara says like this, me, Matzis Mukas, all the Rav Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, can you in fact say that Rav Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, that what? That a moicha is moicha b'ayin yafa, v'tanya, we don't in a braiso. Now the background to this braiso is a sugi mesechtes erichin, very obscure psukim in the Torah that talk about somebody that was makdish a steyachuzah. So steyachuzah is a field that a person yarshin from his father, yarshin from his father, going back literally to the times that the Yidden divided Eretz Yisrael, b'imei Yeshua benun, and Allah zekoyin gadol. In contrast, by the way, to someone that buys a field. But if this field is a steyachuzah because you have it, be Yerusha, and then you makdish it, and you want to be poided. So the Torah says that the way you poided this field is based on a formula. What's the formula? For every beis zera chay mesayrim, that's a shear of property, it's chamishim shekel kesef, based on a 49-year yovel cheshman. It's a formula. The chiddush of the formula is that ordinarily, if somebody wants to be paid a hektish, it's dollar for dollar, plus a chaymish, right? But that's usually the way pidyon works. But when it comes to a steyachuzah, and only a steyachuzah, there's a special gzeiros hakasef. Either way, so our Bryce is talking about somebody that was makdish, not a field, but trees inside a field. And the question is, if he now wants to be poida, the trees in this field, which was a steyachuzah, by the way, do you work with the formula of base zera chaymish soyrim b'chamishim shakal kasef, or maybe we do it dollar for dollar based on what it is that you were actually makdish. And just to give it away, what's it going to be tali in? It's going to be tali when you're makdish the trees. Do we see that you were makdish trees, or do we see that you were makdish a field? If you're makdish trees, so trees, you're paid the same way you'd be paid anything. If it's a field, oh, it's a steachuza. So now already, second, if you were makdish the steachuza, we're not having this conversation. That's a psukim in the Torah. But it's talking about you were makdish trees in a steachuza. So now it's a little bit tricky. What's the halacha? Zok the Gemara. It's in Brisa. The shloisha ilonis mi matasar the beisah. In the event that somebody was makdish three trees inside a field. Now, the way these three trees were situated was that if you would have had 10 trees, not 3 trees, and the distance between all 10 of these trees, meaning 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, would have been equal to the distance between the 3 trees that you have, the distance between trees 1, 2, and 3, it would have been in a besa, meaning the area that you would have had would have been a proper besa, not bigger and not smaller. That is the formula. Hareza hikdash as akarka, then we assume that the karka underneath and in between all these trees is included in the hekdesh, meaning not just the three trees, but the karka as well. The eso ilana shebeneim. Additionally, if there's smaller trees in between them, they're going to be included. Meaning, in this situation, it's not just the trees that are hekdesh, those three trees, but it's the karka as well. Because for that reason, kishu poida, poida beis zerah chayim v'sayim v'chamishin shaklan kasa. You poida based on the formula. Pakas mekano yisrael kain. What would be if it wasn't shloish ilanis mimatas or the beisah? It was a little bit less. It was a little bit more. Or you were makdish the three trees and it was in the proper proportion, but first you did one, then you did the second, then you did the third. Then the three trees obviously are hektish, but the karka underneath and between them and the trees that are between them are not going to be hektish. It's for that reason, because you paid, if you want to be paid, the paid the ilana is bishavyeyan. You paid the ilana is based on what they're worth, and the trees, then everything else, you know, have to be paid up because they're actually not even hektish. Not just that. Zok the Braisa, afilu hektish es ilanos v'chaz v'hektish es akarka. What would be if this person was first makdish the ilanos and afterwards he was makdish the karka? So in this case, everything at the end of the day is hektish. Kishu paid up. When he comes to be paid up, paid up ilanos b'shavim. First he's paid up the ilanos v'chazu paid up beis zera chay mesayin b'chamishim shakul kasev, and then he's paid up the steachuza based on the formula. Meaning over here, the formula is in a play, because at the end of the day, you will makdish the actual karka. However, it's only in play for the karka, but as it relates to the trees, you have to be paid the bishavim. Aren't the trees part and parcel of the sada? Yeah, if you would have been makdish the sada l'chatchila, but being that it was first the trees and then the sadas, at the end of the day, we look at it as being separate. The trees are going to have to be paid the bishavim, and the sada, you'll have to be paid the based on the formula. Now, the Gemara in Amud Beis is going to get into some of the technical aspects of this price. But for now, the Gemara asks the following question. Mani, who is the Tana of this price? Now, when you say, who is the Tana of the price, there's a lot of options, right? There are a lot of Tanaim that you have throughout the Mishnayos and the Braises. But the Gemara wants to know, who's the Tana in the Braisa in light of the sugya that we're learning here in Amichas HaBayis? In light of the Shaila of Moicher b'ayin yafa, moicher b'ayin ra, or really more acutely, makdish b'ayin yafa, or makdish b'ayin ra. And the reason the Gemara thinks that shaiva is a tsushtel to this braisa is because really the braisa started off by saying that if someone's makdish shloisha ilonos inside a field, lav davka, the karka becomes hektish. It's only if it's mimata asar lebeisa. And by the way, it sounds like if you makdish two trees, for sure, no, the karka is not going to be hektish. And there's a huge nafkamina in the sugis of Neirichen, in terms of the formula that you're going to use when it comes to bipoida. Now, that really is totally in the big time machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Meaning, if Moicher is Moicher Vayin Yafa, Moicher is Moicher Vayin Ra. Let's just speak it out by pet, even though we spoke it out really in the beginning of the daf, but it's Kedai to Chazer and Nochemol, to segue into the Gemara. Because we said that although the halach is Akoin Shnei Ilonois, the Toich Sadr Shal Chaveira, Hariz Olekon Akarka, Rav Huna started with that on Daf Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph, but that's only true according to the Chachamim, that a Moicher is Moicher Vayin Ra. But according to Rav Akiva, that a Moicher is Moicher Vayin Yafa, so then the halach is that if you buy two trees, you don't just get the trees, you get the karka b'neim. Now, if it's true for moicher, kol shekein hektish, right? Because hektish, if anything, is better than moicher. It's sure not worse. If anything, it's better. So if it's true for Moicher, then it's going to be true for Hekdesh as well. And if that's the case, if someone's Makdesh 3 Ilanois, or even if someone's Makdesh 2 Ilanois, even if it's not Mimata Asar LeMeisa, the field should be Hekdesh, and if the field is Hekdesh, you should be subject to the laws of Stei Achuzah. So from the fact that the Braisa says only if it's 3, and only if it's Mimata Asar LeMeisa, LePachas VeLeYoser, so immediately we're getting involved in the Machloikis Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. Abed Emes is another Tzurshtal. What's the other Tzurshtal? Because we had a Machloikis in the Mishnah, Daf Ayinav, Aleph Amid Aleph, Machloikis in Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, whether a Makdish is Kenoisa Matana, or whether a Makdish is Kemoicha. According to the Chachamim, when you make something Hekdish, it's as if you're giving it as a gift. And if that's the case, it's not just Ba'ayin Yofa, it's Ba'ayin Yofa Yoisimidai, Kalvachimer, Bebenoichel, Kalvachimer, less than that. Meaning, really, there's two big shitas in our sugya that are very much applicable to this braisa. If you hold moicher ba'ayin yofa, so the karka is included in a sale, so the karka should be included in a hekdesh, as long as it's two trees. I don't care how close or far they are from each other. And if you hold that a makdish is kenoisa matana, then it's yosef v'day, then certainly it should be included. Even the chutzes would have been included. So without a question, this is something that would be included. And really, if you just analyze it without seeing how the Gemara is going to do it, it sounds like this braisa holds sign, not like Rabbi Akiva, that Moicher is not Moicher Ba'ayin Yofa, Fakir Moicher is Ba'ayin Ro, and also sign not like the Chachamim in the Mishnah on Amad Aleph that holds that a Makdish is Kenoisim Atan, it's Yoisim Midai, which is almost going to force us to bring up Shitas Rav Shimon, which is exactly what the Gemara is about to do. So the Gemara says like this, Mani, who is the Tana this price? E Rabbi Akiva, is it Rabbi Akiva? I'm a Moicher Ba'ayin Yofa Moicher, like we just said, Vakol Shekei Makdish. E Rabbanon, Ha'amri Moicher with the Ba'ayin Ro Moicher, Ava Makdish Ba'ayin Yofa. What does it mean Ba'ayin Yofa? Ba'ayin Yofa Yoisim Midai Makdish. So it can't be Rabbi Akiva like we just spoke at, and it can't be the Rabbanon from the Mishnah on Amid Aleph. Elo Pshit, the Zakti Gemara. It's back to the envelope math. The holy Cheshbon, there's no other way to do this. Who is it? Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon. Which Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon that holds that a Makdish is Kim Moicher. It's not Kenoisa Matana. So you're not Makdish Ba'ayin Yofa Yoisa Midai. Okay, now for Reb Shimon, Alibi Daman. And the way the Rashbam explains it is, Alibi Daman, which one of his Rebbes did he say his halacha according to? Alibid Rabbi Akiva. Did he go Alibid Rabbi Akiva? Ha'amah moicher ba'ayin yofa moicher v'kolshkei makdish. Which is a chazara of what we said 3 lines ago. But the point is, the Gemara stated in the obvious. If Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva of moicher ba'ayin yofa, why would you think he holds like Rabbi Akiva? Because he's his Rebbe. And that's why the Gemara is speaking this out. Because he's his Rebbe, so it feels like that's who he should hold. But it doesn't work, because we just said it can't be Rabbi Akiva. So it can't be Rabbi Shimon Alibid Rabbi Akiva. Elo pshita. Again, the same pshita. It's Pasha, right? Just like it's Pasha, it's Rav Shimon, it's Pasha that it's Rav Shimon, Shalei Alibid Rav Yekiva. It's not Alibid Rabbanon, it's Alibid the Rabbanon who hold what? That a Moicher is Moicher Ba'ayin Ra. Because of Rav Shimon, what do you see Rav Shimon holds? That Kihechi the Moicher Ba'ayin Ra, so this is a little bit of a knesh, that just like a person is Moicher Ba'ayin Ra, that's the sheet of the Chachamim, Makdish Nami Ba'ayin Ra Makdish. So to your Makdish Ba'ayin Ra. Right, when you hold moicher ba'ayin yofa, it's kol shkein, you makdish ba'ayin yofa. If you hold moicher ba'ayin ra, you have to speak it out. That kihechi, that you moicher ba'ayin ra, you also makdish ba'ayin ra. But the point is, mishaya ara, it's for that reason, you mishaya ara. So what do you see from here? And this is a whole Amid Gemara. Literally, start on the top word, ends on the last word. A perfect Amid Gemara. Where the Gemara just said, I'm proving to you, beyond a reasonable doubt, that Shitas Rav Shimon and Shas is that moicher is moicher ba'ayin ra. How do I know that? Because I have a braisa that screams that Makdish is Makdish Ba'ayin Ra. And that price has to be Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon is the only one who holds Makdish is Ba'ayin Ra. Because the Chachamim hold that Makdish is not only Ba'ayin Yof, it's Ba'ayin Yof Yoyis Midah. So the only Shita that we know in the whole world that holds that a person is Makdish Ba'ayin Ra is Shita's Rav Shimon. And this price, it doesn't just say that it's Ba'ayin Ra Klapi Yoyis Midah, it's Ba'ayin Ra Mamish. So you see Mefurish that Reb Shimon holds that a person is makdish ba'ayin ra, which means kol shkein is moich ba'ayin ra. So Reb Shimon's shita al kaponim is that a person is moich and a person is makdish ba'ayin ra. So let's come full circle. Reb Huna said that if somebody sells a field and he's mishayir shtei ilanos, so what's the halacha? He's mishayir the karka with it. And the reason is because although he sold the field, but he wants to keep for himself the karka that he needs, so that in the event that his trees that he left for himself dry up, he'll be able to replant them. The Gemara said it doesn't stem with Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, because Reb Shimon said that if somebody is makdish a field, we're in theory, he should leave behind the fancy trees, the Charava, Murkav, and the Sadana Shikma, but he can't keep them. And the reason is because he was Makdish the field and then being Yoinik from the field of Hekdish. Now, if you're going to tell me he's Mashiach the Karka, then not being Yoinik from the field of Hekdish. What was the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz was Rav Huna said his halacha, Dafka, Libet the Chachom, that on Moicha Bayin Ra, then you Mashiach the Karka. And Rav Shimon was like Rabbi Akiva, who holds Nem Moicha Bayin Yafa. And because Moicha Bayin Yafa, so it's for that reason. And a Chanami, he wasn't Mashiach the Karka. And that's why the Karka belongs to Hekdish. And that's why you can't have those two trees. The problem is, we just proved that Rav Shimon holds that a person is Moicher, and for sure Makdish be'ayin ra, and if a person is Moicher, a person is Makdish be'ayin ra, and still Reb Shimon said that what's the halacha? The halacha is you can't have the Chorva Murkav and the Sadana Shikma, and the reason is because you were Mashiach the Karka, because you see, even Alibah the Chachamim who hold Moicher be'ayin ra, still you're not Mashiach the Karka, and if that's the case, it's a head-on collision with Rav Huna, and we have ourselves a very, very big problem. But as a segue to the next line of Gemara, Rashbam speaks it out by Richos. Very good. We have a very, very good kash on Rav Huna. But you know what else we have? We have a very shver shita, Rav Shimon. Because at the end of the day, Rav Shimon's sheet that we just proved is that a moicher is moicher b'ayin ra. Even a makdish is makdish b'ayin ra. So if Rav Shimon holds that a moicher makdish is ba'ayin ro, what's takim shan Rav Shimon the Mishnah? Why does Rav Shimon hold that if someone's makdish is field, where the assumption is that it's chutz me charev amurkav and sadar ashikma, the halacha is that no, you can't keep them, and the reason is they're being yoyne from makdish. Avifu, you're makdish ba'ayin ro, so we should assume you're mashai the karka, and if you're mashai the karka, it should be okay. Meaning, what's Takib Shad in Shitas Rav Shimon? So you're asking a kasha from Rav Shimon on Rav Huna. But you know what the problem is? You don't, let's be honest, you don't understand Rav Shimon. So you're going to be forced now to reevaluate your understanding of Shitas Rav Shimon. And once we do that, could be we won't really have a kasha on Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, Ve'el kasha, which the Rashbam says is what you would usually find the Gemara saying, Ulitamech, according to you, meaning the way you understand Shitas Rav Shimon. So, Hoyo V'yonkin Mistei Hektish, well, what does that mean? Meaning, if he holds that you're makdish b'ayin ra, then it's not being yoinik from stay hektish. It means that you're really keeping it for yourself. So the Gemara says, because of this, we have to, as we said, reevaluate Shitas Rav Shimon, and this is the 2.0 version of Rav Shimon. 3.0 already. Ela Rav Shimon l'devrem d'rabbanon kamalu. You have to say the Rav Shimon is talking to the Rabban. Meaning, l'di di Rav Shimon shitas geichin amoicha b'ayin ra, makdish nami b'ayin ra. Rav Shimon holds that just like a moicher is moicha b'ayin ra, so too a makdish is makdish b'ayin ra. Meaning, just like a moicher, everybody agrees, is moicher ba'ayin ra, it's not ba'ayin yofa yoysa midai. He holds makdish is the same exact way. And as a result, the shiur and mishayir. So all the things that are supposed to be mishayir are mishayir. Also, Reb Shimon holds, like the Chacham and Nalak Rabbi Akiva, that a moicher is moicher ba'ayin ra, meaning even on that level of ayin ra. And as a result, when the person is makdish his field, he's mishayer all the things that the Mishnah says a moicher would be mishayer. So he's mishayer the two fancy trees, and not just that, he's mishayer the karka as well. Like Rav Huna said, is going to be true. Alibah the Chacham. What Rav Shimon is telling, however, the Rabbanon in the Mishnah is as follows: Abelidetchu, according to you, even if you want to hold where the Rashbam explains it, that moicher is moicher ba'ayin yafa. That moicher is moicher b'ayin yafa as it relates to the machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, but oideli mir, you shouldn't be moided to me, that where that should happen afkamin is in one place and one place only. That being that you moicher is moicher b'ayin yafa, so when you're makdish, so you are makdish the entire field, and you weren't mishayer the karka, and because you are Mashiach the Karka, therefore you can't benefit from those two trees, because they're being Yoinek Mistei Hekdesh. But as it relates to all the other chutzes, what are you talking about? Because for that, you would need to say that a Makdish is Makdish B'ayin Yofa Yoisa Midai. And seriously, you hold that a Makdish is Makdish B'ayin Yofa Yoisa Midai? So this nuance of Reb Shimon is not Shita's Reb Shimon. It's not a Shita, because it can't be a Shita. Because Reb Shimon holds that you're Moicher B'ayin Ra, and you're makdish b'ayin ra, and as a result, all the chutzes apply, and now all the chutzes apply, you even get to keep the karka underneath your your two trees, and it's for that reason the halach is you can keep even that. You're not being yoinik from stay hektish. What Rav Shimon is telling the Chachamim is that you're arguing with me legamri. You're arguing with me on both nekudas. You hold that not only is meicha meicha ba'ayin yafa, but you hold that fakaret, even more than that, you hold that a makdish is mamish kenoisa matonet ba'ayin yafa yoisa b'day. I don't have a problem with you holding like my Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, even though I don't hold like him. But that's something I can live with. But I can't imagine, I don't understand that you could hold that a makdish is literally kenoisa matonet. So what could your shita be? So Shimon tells the Chachamim, what I could hear your shita being at the end of the day, if you want to have a shita, not like mine, this shita would be a reasonable shita. That a makdish is really kemoicher, and because he's kemoicher, it's not ba'ayin yafa yoyosimidai. So really, all the chutzes of the parak would apply to hakdish. The only place with chapsach and afkamina is with regards to the charev amurkam and the sadan hashikma, because those trees at the end of the day are going to be yoinik from the ground. And you want to tell me that a moicher is moicher ba'ayin yafa in shitas Rabbi Akiva of a kol shkeit makdish. So therefore, that ground you're going to leave back for yourself, and because that ground you're going to leave back for yourself, so that's something I can live with. Amrile, what did the Rabbanan tell him back? Loishna, which the Rashbam says means not mechateisi. We have a right to hold what we want to hold, and we hold that a makdish is makdish ba'in yofa yoisim midai, and if it's ba'in yofa yoisim midai, our shita is going to be. So at the end of the day, really, you have two shitas in the Mishnah. The two shitas in the Mishnah is the Chachamim hold that a makdish is ke loisim matana, which is ba'ayin yafa yoisim midai. So all the chutzes of the entire parak don't apply to a makdish, just like they don't apply to a nice matana. And then you have Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that a makdish is like a moicher. That's ba'ayin ra. It's not ba'ayin yafa yoisim midai. He also holds like the chachamim, not like Rabbi Akiva, that you're not even ba'ayin yafa of the second level, meaning it's legamre ba'ayin ra. And as a result, all the chutzes of the parak will apply to a makdish. In other words, we had a kasha on Rav Huna. How could you, Rav Huna, say that you mishaya the karka l'chayra? It doesn't stem with who? With shnitas Rav Shimon. What the Gemara just said was is that if that's true, if Rav Shimon holds of what he seems to hold in the Mishnah, but after further review, Rav Shimon doesn't hold of what he's saying in the Mishnah. It was just like a koyach hataina that he had. He's telling the chachamim l'didchu according to you. I think that's what you should hold, but at the end of the day, Chachamim don't hold that, and Reb Shimon doesn't hold that. It's certainly not Shitas Reb Shimon. So as it relates to the Gemara's Kasha and Rav Huna, at the end of the day, L'maskonas HaGemara, it's really not a Kasha, because there is no such Shitas Reb Shimon, and if there's no such Shitas Reb Shimon, so HaKol Yavaya Mekayim B'Shalom, which Kipshutai, would mean that Rav Huna said his halacha, and he said his halacha taka libe de Chachamim, that hold that Meicher is Meicher B'Ayin Ra, and that would have to be Shitas Rav Shimon, and it is Shitas Rav Shimon. I from the Mishnah doesn't sound like Shitas Rav Shimon. That's just Rav Shimon talking to the Chachamim. You want to hold Meicher B'Ayin Yafa, so I can see how you can get away holding that Shita. But at the end of the day, Enochinami, if you hold Meicher B'Ayin Ra, you would have to hold Shitas Rav Huna, which is Shitas Rav Shimon, and everything is going to work itself out. Now, it's just kedai to mention that if you take a look at the Rashbam at the end of this Cheshbon says that once we end up where we are right now, we arrive to where we arrive, says the Rashbam, it's going to come out that Lo'olam Rav Huna's memory could be true even Alibit Rabbi Akiva, which was the Muschel Rishon of the Gemara. The Rav Huna's halacha is true even Alibit Rabbi Akiva, which at first glance, just in the Cheshbon, the way we spoke out the Gemara, if you learn the Gemara Daf Yomideg, it seems to be a Shver Rashbam. I am a Mefarshim, but either way, Zok the Gemara Vaitis. So now the rest of the Daf, which is really the rest of the Perek, is just a postscript on everything that we just said. Zok the Gemara. Our Braisa, we will make him like Uke Rav Shimon, right? Very much so. We said that the Braisa of Nalav had to be Rav Shimon based on Chishboinus of Ayin Yaf and Ayin Raf. I have a technical problem. Again, a technical problem that's not related to our sugya, just a technical problem. How could you say that this Braisa is Rav Shimon? The Braisa said, let's say somebody was Makdash Ilonois, and then afterwards he was Makdash Kark. So it wasn't three Ilonois mi Matalasara. He was Makdash Ilonois, and then he was Makdash Kark. When it comes to be Poyd, the Poyd is Ilonois Bishop Yen. First, he's paid the ilanos based on what they're worth. And then afterwards, he's paid the karka based on the formula for a steachuzet. Meaning, what was the chiddush? The chiddush was, even though right now everything is hektish, and the trees are really part of the field, so you would have thought that even the trees should be included in the formula, but being that first you were makdish the trees, and then you were makdish the field, they didn't become hektish at the same time. So the trees are subject to a regular pidyon, and it's only the field that's subject to the more fancy pidyon. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon. Now, if you're going to tell me that the Braisa says Rav Shimon, let us abaser pidyon v'nifrufu agav arayu, then you should look only at the time of the pidyon, and even the trees should be niftis b'derech agav from the ground, and you should not have to do a special pidyon for the trees. What's the basis to say that? Shaminitle, the Rav Shimon does a possible pidyon, because you find the Rav Shimon sheet and shas is, as relates to these in Yonim, that you don't look at the status of what the matziv of the field was at the time that it became hektish, but you look at the matziv of it, where it is at the time of the pidyon. How do I know this? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Minayin lelekech sodameyof, says the Braisa. How do you know if somebody would buy a field from his father? Fiktish, and he would be makdish it. And then his father would die. How do you know that right now, if the son wants to be paid to the field, he's paid it like a steyachuza? Talmud Omer, it says in the pasuk, v'mestei miknasai, ashaloi mistei achuzasai, that if the field was a field that you bought, it was a stay mikna, ashaloi mistei achuzasai, that's when you don't have the parish of steyachuza. Meaning, from the words Ashaloi Misteachuzasi, we learn Sadish Ein Ruya Liyo Isteachuza. It's only true for a field that wasn't Roy to be a Steachuza. Yatsa Sazu, as opposed to this, Shemruya Liyo Isteachuza, which is Roy to be a Steachuza, Divi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shem. So again, just to be mocked him. The only time the laws of Steachuza apply is if it's really a Steachuza, meaning you yashned it. If you bought it, then it's not going to be a Steachuza. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shem said, what would be if somebody would buy a field from his father? That field could have been a Steachuza. But he jumped the gun a little bit. He ended up buying from his father. So he bought it from his father. He was makdish it, very important. Then his father died. Coulda, woulda, shoulda yarshened it, but he didn't because he had been makdish it. Says Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, that field is actually treated like a steyachusa. It's not treated like a stey mikna. It's a very, very big kiddush. He bought it and then was makdish it. Now he could have, yeah, but he didn't. But says Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, that being that it says in the Torah, the stey miknase ashaloi misteyachusa. So the Torah is saying the taich of a stey mikna is not just a stey mikna. It's a little bit more or less than what you would think a stay mikna is. A stay mikna is only a stay mikna if it's ashaloi mistei achuzasai. And what does that mean? It wasn't even roi. This field could have been a stay achuzah, and it's for that reason it's going to be treated like a stay achuzah. Rameya says, a similar halacha, but not the same halacha. Rameya said, how do you know that if somebody buys a field from his father, and then his father died, and then he was makdashit. So in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon's halacha, he bought it, was makdish it, then his father died. In Rameir's halacha, he bought it, his father died, and then he was makdish it. So he was makdish it after the father died. How do you know it's treated like a steyachuzah? Talmud Lerman says in the Torah, the imes stei miknasai ashaloi misteyachuzasai. Same pasuk. Sadash ein steyachuzah. Dafka field that's not a steyachuzah. Yotza tzuzush, he's steyachuzah. As opposed to this field, which is a steyachuzah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rameir are both dashing the same pasuk, and they're coming up with similar halachas, but really very different halachas. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon say a much bigger chiddush. They say that if somebody buys a field from his father, he's makdish it, and then his father dies. So the halacha is, it's treated like a steyachuzah. Even though, when he was makdish it, his father had still been alive. So it wasn't even holding anywhere as it relates to being a steyachuzah. But it could have been a steyachuzah. It was really a steyachuzah. And that's enough for it to be treated like a steyachuzah based on this drasha. V'mestei miknasei ashaloi misteyachuzasei. Which says it's very hard to be a stey mikna. To be a stey mikna has to be ashaloi misteyachuzasei. Rameir said similar, but tafasta mu'at, tafasta. What Rameir said is, it's true, there's definitely some riboy over here in terms of what the definition of steyachuzah is. But not as far as you're taking it. Where it's going to be negay is in the event that somebody buys a field from his father, then the father dies, and then he's makdish it. That's when we'll say that being that the father had been dead already at the time of the hektish, so there's a tzad steyachuzah. Now, it's not mamash a steyachuzah because he bought it first, but it's a little more karev to being a steyachuzah. That's where this halacha is going to be true. So the Gemara is going to wonder out loud right now that I don't understand how did Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon know to say the big chiddush. If there's a chiddush to be had, tafasta maruba loy tafasta, tafasta mu tafasta. So then you should emerge with Rav Meir's chiddush, not Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So that is the avoid of this Gemara right now. Says the Gemara, either Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, heicha the meis aviv, v'acha kach hektisha, loy tzrichi kra. Right? It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon don't need a pasuk for Reb Meir's halacha, where the father died before the hekdesh, right? Ki itzdirachro, when do you need the pasuk for? Hecha dekhtisha, v'acha kach meisafif, where the son bought it from his father, he was makdish, and then the father died. But the Gemara says, minaluhu, how taka does he know that first halacha? How does he know that if the father died after he was makdashit, ki'ilu, that's like so pashit, meaning, no, forget, how do you know this second halacha, meaning, the first, the Rameir's halacha, you don't need a pasuk for. What do you need a pasuk for his halacha, which is the big chiddush? But the Gemara says, minaluhu, how does he know that? Imei haikra, if it's from the pasuk, right? He knows it from where he said he knows it. Maybe it's coming to teach Rameir's halacha. Elalad, you have to say, again, it's a little magungam, the lashon of the Gemara. But Elalad, you have to say that halacha of Rameir is something that Rehuda Rav Shimon know in Svara. It's Mishum da Azli Bas Pidyon. It's because they hold you always look at the Shas Pidyon. And being that at the time of the Pidyon, it was already a stay achusa, because again, the father had died earlier. So it's for that reason we treat that for sure as being a stei achuzah, and it's pashut that it's a stei achuzah, and that's why you don't need a pasuk for that, and therefore you can use the pasuk to teach me the bigger chiddush. Meaning, the Gemara is assuming that if all you have is this one pasuk, you have to use the pasuk to teach me the lesser chiddush. How do you have a right to use the pasuk to teach me the bigger chiddush? It has to be Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, know the lesser chiddush from Svara. What's the Svara? The Gemara says the Svara is that they go basa the Shas Pidyon. What's the kasha? If you go basa the Shas Pidyon, then how come an Amid Aleph, Rav Shimon says that if someone's makdish the trees and afterwards he's makdish the field, that loch is when it comes time to be poyed, you have to be poyed the trees individually, you have to be poyed the field individually. L'chayru, we should say that even though at the time of the hektish, you will makdish them separately, but right now it's one. Just like Rav Shimon says, right now it's a stay achuzah, so too we should say, right now it's all lumped together, it's all one, and as a result, you should be able to be poyed. Now it's not mamish and exact sushta, but the bottom line is, in your name, and we're not learning Erichin right now, the Gemara's kasha is that I have a technical issue and have a technical reason why I don't think this Gemara could shim with Rav Shimon, but the Gemara says, no, that's not pshat in Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. The reason Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon were able to learn even a bigger chiddush from this pasuk, it's because they held that there were two drashas and not just one. It's not because the lesser chiddush they knew in Svara and they're using the drasha only for the bigger chiddush. No, they actually need both of the chiddushim to be learned out from a pasuk, but they held in this drasha, you actually have both. Why? Because they held im kein lichtav kra, then v'estei miknasoi ashaloi achuzasai. What does the pasuk say? It says v'estei miknasoi ashaloi mistei achuzasai. So first of all, that whole seif is extra. Ashaloi mistei achuzasai. Obviously, that's what a stei mikna is. So the whole thing is extra, but not just that. What it could have said was v'estei miknasoi ashaloi achuzasai. Why does it have to say ashaloi Misteach uzase inami, or if you want to action zechayis and you want to tell me that Torah had to say the word stay, okay, it could have said steach uzase. Why does it say misteach uzase? My ashaloi misteach uzase. Could be the whole word mistei is extra, but for sure the mem is extra. What we learn from there is she'ena ruy liya steach uzase yatsu sheruy liya steach uzase. That the only time a field is a stay mikdif, it wasn't royal liya stay achuzah. If you buy it from your father, doesn't matter when he died, that's not the point. Not bas opinion. Then a kud is, if it was royal liya stay achuzah, that in of itself is going to be, yeah. But the bottom line is, the Tana, the Brice on Amid Aleph, is Rav Shimon, the way we explained it. Zog Digmar, Amr Avhun, Rav Huna said, Chorv Amurkav, Vesadana Shikma. Very much the topic of the last few dafin. Teres ilan olav, teres karkal olav. It has a din of a tree and has a din of karkal. Teres ilan olav, it has a din of a tree. Deicha da akdish, oizav and shtei ilan isvahai. Somebody is makdish two trees plus the charav hamurkav in the sadan hashikma, yesh le karka. So the halach is that the karka becomes hektish as well. L'may nafkemina, I don't know, like the halacha that we just said. If it was a steachuza, when it comes to being poided or snavazai, this hektish end up getting the karka. Teres karka olav, it also has a din of karka. D'loy mizdavin agavara, that if somebody sells a field, the Chorav Amurkav and the Sadan Hashikma, everybody holds, right? It's true according to everybody, is not going to be included. Why is it not included? It's a tree. I thought all the trees are included, right? We learned that from Ste'efrin. All the trees are included. Oh, the Teretz says, because we look at it as karka. And just like if there was a separate field inside the field, that field wouldn't be included. So too, these two trees are not going to be included either. Now, as Rav Huna said almost as a postscript, that these two trees, sometimes we view them as a tree, sometimes we view them as karka. Really, they're trees. But the point is, in certain sugyas in Shulchan Aruch, they're trees. And in sugyas in Shulchan Aruch, like in Amoichas Abayis, we actually look at them as a shtick karka, because trees are included when you sell a field. Oh, but these trees not. It's almost because we view them as teres karka. Similarly, Oimer sheyesh bo sasayim. So if somebody has a sheaf of tfua, and the amount of tfua that you have is sasayim, teiras oimer olav, v'teiras godish olav. Has a din of an oimer, has a din of a godish. So oimer is a sheaf, godish are bundles, right? The godish is bigger. Teiras oimer olav, it has a din of an oimer, the shnei oimrim shikcha, right? Two oimer mas shikcha. Three are not shikcha. What if it would be shnayim vahu? Let's say a person, the farmer would forget two oimrim and this, and a shikcha wouldn't be shikcha, because we look at it as an oimer. So it's the third oimer that was forgotten, thus the laws of shikcha don't apply. Tairus gadash olav, it has a din of a gadash. The time we learned in the Mishnah, oimer sheyesh by sasayin, shakri and a shikcha. Let's say you would only forget this, or you would forget two of these, it wouldn't be considered oimer. It wouldn't be considered shikcha. And the reason is because in order for something to be considered shikcha, it has to be an oimer, it can't be a gadash. A gadash is much bigger, it's not considered shikcha. So we view it as an oimer that it's mitstarif, lakula, not to make something shikcha. So 2 plus that is not shikcha, but we also view it as a godish in that it itself is also, I mean, it's always going to be used not for shikcha. It's mitzarif to the 2 to make that not shikcha, and in it of itself is also not shaykh to shikcha. In meaning, it's an inconsistency, because pasha, you would say either it's part of the laws of shikcha, it's not part of the laws of shikcha. If it's not part of the laws of shikcha, it shouldn't be mitzarif to make something not shikcha. That's what Rav Huna is trying to say, that it's Teiras Ilan, Teiras Karka. We could look at it as an Oimer, we could look at it as a Gadish. And finally, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Reish Lakish. Rabba Bar Bar Chana said, in the name of Reish Lakish, Chorav Amurkov, Vesadan Ashikma, as it relates to these two trees, Bonu L'machloikis, Rab Menachem, Rab Yoisi, V'Rabbanan. What does he even mean? So the Rashbam says, it's talking about someone that was makdish a field. And the question is, are these trees going to be included, or are they not going to be included? So if I ask you this question, right? What's the halacha? If someone's makdish a field, the charva morkum and the sadana should be included or not included? After today's daf, the answer is, machlikas Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. According to Rav Shimon, they're not included, because Rav Shimon holds that a makdish is makdish b'ayin ra. And as a result, all these things are not included. According to the Chachamim, they are included, because he holds it's buying the offer Yosef Midai, and therefore everything is going to be included. Now, there was a Havamina that even Rav Shimon's moed to the Chachamim, that they're really included, but Maskana, that's not the case. So Rabbi Rachana says in the name of the great Rish Lakish that you should know the Chorav Hamurkov and the Sadan Ashikma, whether or not they're included in someone that's Makdash Asadastam, is Machloikis, Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yosi, and the Chachamim. Meaning, according to the Chachamim, they're included, because everything's included. But according to Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yosi, not. Fake the Gemara, Machloikis, Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yosi, and the Rabbanan. I don't even know who this Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yosi is. But the lema Machloikis, Rabbi Shimon, it's a Mishnah. It's a Machloikis, Rabbi Shimon, and the Rabbanan. Now, the truth is like this. Bishloima, if Rabbi Bar Bachanam Reish Lakish didn't learn the Mishnah of the Maskanas Har Gemara, so it's really not a Machloikis, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chacham. Because even Rabbi Shimon is married to the Chacham. I mean, as much as the Gemara is saying, the lema Machloikis, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanan, if you learn Mishnayas, you would say, you don't even understand the Gemara. But after the Sugya, we know what Rabbi Shimon Shita really is. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. The Gemara could have said that. Aba Hakam Ashbalon, what Rabbi Bar Bachan Amar Reish Lakish wanted to teach us was the Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosi, Rav Shimon Tzvirle, the Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosi really holds like Rav Shimon. And on that note, Hadron Aloha Moichas Abayis, it's actually Gishmak, because the daf ended with a comment that was made by the Amoira Rabbi Bar Bachano, who is very much going to be the topic of the next three dafin. Tomorrow, Be'ezah Hashem, we're going to begin Perek HaMoichas HaSfina, the fifth Perek of Masechtas Bava Basra, which begins with some of the most famous Agadat Gemaras in Shas, and they're known as the Agadat Gemaras of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. So, a little bit of a segue. We end with a Memra and Halacha from Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. We're going to begin with some of the most fascinating, some of the most mystical, the deepest of the deep, and the holiest of the holy Gemaras that we will ever learn together, Be'ezah Hashem, starting tomorrow.